you, Jim. All right, we have offensive lineman Patrick Omame.
How you guys doing?
Good. Most experienced, probably part of the group. That means you guys are the most ahead in your.
I'm gonna say we're the most ahead, as so far as knowledge of what we're doing, but we probably have, I'd say, the best, most ahead as far as leadership is concerned, at least on that side of the ball.
What does it mean for you guys as a group to have multiple back
in center? It's huge, especially since we're not too deep in center right now with the loss of a few guys coming back, guys leaving. And Moke, it brings depth and it brings experience, it brings leadership, like I spoke about before. So it's huge. And he's also one of the best centers that is around. So.
How was the chemistry on the interior offensive line with obviously Gabe and Steve and yourself?
The chemistry's pretty good. The first time, I'd never actually played guard next to Dave until this fall because he was out when I started last fall and he was out all spring. But right off the bat, like, things were clicking. We were working together, like, all summer, so it's been pretty good.
Any of the guys that you're blocking for, meaning the running backs, stood out to you or impressed you so far?
I'd say everybody's had, like, an impressive day or impressive play. I've seen everyone do something impressive to me every day since camp started, so I'm excited to see, you know, what they're going to do once the season hits.
Why are you sweating? Just
get
done working out?
Yeah, we just got out of practice. And, I don't know, sweating is kind of my thing, so.
Sorry, Bob, but
you
guys have been right tackle. Who's practicing there next to you and who's been
able to fit
so far?
Next to me, we've had Perry Dornstein, and he's been there a little bit. Michael Schofield's been there a little bit. And everybody's working, everybody's improving, and it's really a fair game. I feel like any one of those three, I'd be confident playing next to me. So,
can you tell the difference between Denard this year and a year ago in terms of what he knows and how he runs things?
I feel like his knowledge of what we're trying to do has definitely progressed, and it's evident in the way he commands the offense. And he still has the same things that we know for his speed, his quickness, and combine that with his knowledge of what we're trying to do as an offense, I'd say he's a lot more dangerous than he was.
How's your own knowledge improved over the last year or so?
My knowledge has definitely improved, especially through talking with the other interior linemen, Dave Moak, Stephen Schilling, older, more experienced, and they have better at catching on to things since they've been playing college football longer, and so I think it's really caught me up to speed.
You had mentioned Taylor Luanis. You were a left tackle, and in that position he's at, who's battling with him?
Taylor Luanis is battling a left tackle. He's competing with Mark Hughey for the most part right now, and that's pretty wide open too. It's they're both working hard. You can tell they both want it, and it's a sign to see how it's going to turn out.
What have you seen from Vincent Smith
and
his comeback?
Vincent Smith, he was one we lost late last season. He was out all spring, but him coming back, not only does that add depth to our backfield, it adds experience, and he's an elusive guy. I don't know if the defense really likes going up against him, but it's great to have him back.
Does it seem like he's affected by that still?
No, I've not seen any remnants of the injury at all. He seems like he's back to old Vince.
So many of the positions wide open, like you said, there's a couple guys on right tackle, a couple guys working next to you. Does it make it hard to develop a continuity and develop that chemistry?
It really doesn't. Maybe as far as like maybe calls go, if you have certain calls that you make with a lot next to you, but as far as what you're trying to do, we're coached for our technique to be the same, so you're pretty much sure what either guy on this, either side of you is going to be doing every play, regardless of who's actually playing the positions.
Patrick, you started playing a lot towards the end of last season. Were there any surprises?
The guys were pretty big. I was playing tackle up until that point. It was usually a smaller defensive end, quick guys off the edge. And then my first week at guards, the week I started, and Big Ten D tackles are a little bigger than the D ends, but I guess I'm used to that. We got some pretty big D tackles ourselves, so.
How are you doing maintaining your weight and all the
heat
workouts?
I'm doing pretty well. I've had, like I said, I'm a sweater. I lose every day, but I'm pretty good at putting it all back on. So at the beginning of every day, almost every day, I'm pretty much spot on where I started.
Still around 295?
No, actually, a couple days ago I was 300, yesterday 299, today 298, but I'm expecting tomorrow to be around 300 again.
Talk about your body transformation, where you were when you got here, and just where you are now, and the difficulty of doing that.
Where I was when I got here, I was about 251 pounds, little guy. Came in, I worked with Mike Barwis the whole first summer. I'm still working with him now, and I made huge gains in strength, and I don't know, the weight is just coming on. If only way I can tell that I'm heavier is by stepping on the scale. I still feel like and move like how I did when I came in, and feels good. It's the strength is evident when I play, and I just hope I keep on making gains like I have been.
Does the training change from when you were at tackle and now you're inside? Do you try to get more bulk?
I'd say, I don't know if I'm trying to get more bulk. I guess overall I'm just trying to get more bulk, especially since I came in so much smaller than what I am now. But I wouldn't say I'm trying to gain more specifically for guards than I was at tackle.
Seems like a lot of guys on the line can play multiple positions. Did you know that you would be able to play either one if you were calling one?
I never practiced a guard before my first start at guard last year.
You never practiced a guard?
No, and they threw me in there. I was meeting with my coach, Greg Fry, almost every day, just telling me there's not too much different, but there's little things that you have to be aware of, and he caught me up on everything pretty quick, and now I feel like I can play either one. I feel like I can play either tackle guard, or if I can snap center, since I know their calls, I know where they're working every place, if they're on either side of me, and I'm supposed to know where they're going.
All right. Good.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I'm going to grab Mike Martin, who's going to pump in just a minute, so once he's out of the shower, I'll let him shower.